Learn connected speech with Matt Berland. Believe in the power of connected speech. A new 8-part English pronunciation course by Matt Berland. Lesson 4. Moving Forward, Part 1. Unit 4.5. D, t, 2, d, 10%, t, 10%. The sound d often appears at the end of a syllable due to common words like and, the high frequency of regular verbs with ed endings, and common function words like modal verbs could, would, should, and past perfect continuous endings with had. For example, he'd, she'd, we'd, they'd, etc. When d moves forward in a CV connection, it joins the next sound as d. In a CC connection, we usually move it forward as a very light. For example, phoned my becomes phoned my. The exception is when the next sound is t, in which case we delete the d without adding a glottal stop. For example, head teacher. We also delete d when it is part of a consonant blend. For example, seemed to, seem to. See lesson 6. This is because as it moves forward in a CC connection, d changes into t, creating a duplicate pair. The first sound in a duplicate pair is always deleted. For example, had to becomes had to, and need the becomes need the. There is no need to add a glottal stop. With the word and, we usually delete the d in a phrase. For example, fish and chips becomes fish and chips. Cars and vans becomes cars and vans. Love and romance becomes love and romance. T only moves forward in CV connections. In CC connections, it is always deleted and replaced by a glottal stop. T is very common at the end of a syllable due to high frequency words like that, it, not, at, but, what, out, about, a lot, a bit, etc. Get, got, just, first, want, most, quite, great, eat, last, bought, test, quiet, etc. Practice d changes to t in CC connections. Hadda, would it, wanted, you'd ask, had it, phoned my, bid for, had some, I'd gone, fine twine.